Hey, today on the Strongpreneur Nation podcast, solo cast, whatever the heck this is, we're going to talk about bait. You ever look at a fish and wonder how they could be so stupid as to bite a hook that's going to like stab them in the mouth and get them dragged out of the water and end up on a in a deep fryer somewhere? Well, listen, we can tend to do the same things ourselves in our own businesses, in our own lives, if we're not careful. So I'm going to talk about that a little bit here today on this edition of the Strongpreneur Nation SoloCast. Hey, Strongpreneur Nation, if you like this episode of the Strongpreneur Nation podcast and you want to get more stuff to help you build a stronger life and a stronger business, to deal with the head trash, get back your time, build a kick butt brand, get more crap done, then I encourage you to join the Strongpreneur Nation Mastermind Group. It's a private, closed group on Facebook that I would love to have you be a part of, where we can talk about anything and everything to help you get stronger in what you're doing in your business. So head over to Facebook, type in the Strongpreneur Nation Mastermind Group, and request access, and we'll let you in after we teach you the secret handshake. All right, we look forward to seeing you there. Thanks. Hey, today, I want to thank you for weighing in and hitting play and putting me in your ear for a couple minutes here today. But, you know, we're going to talk about taking bait. You know, really, bait is nothing more than, you know, food that's used to entice fish or other animals as prey, right? You know, you put out bait because you're looking to capture something. And it's something that's going to entice you in order to become food for someone or something else. That's not a good thing. So we are 3.5 weeks at the time of this recording into the new year, into 2016. And so many of us have great plans to do some cool things this year, memorable things. Some of you are going to set revenue goals for your business. You're going to set fitness goals to help you look sexy, whatever the heck it is. And, you know, 12 o'clock a.m., 12:01 on, you know, New Year's Day, you fire out of the gate with all the enthusiasm and all this other stuff in the world. Nothing's going to stop you. Then 3 days, 4 weeks, 2 months, whatever it is, you see it, that shiny and attractive bait. It smells good. You can taste it and it tastes good. So you bite and you are pulled away from where you were headed and you have now become prey. And that's what happens to so many of us. We set our goals, we set our plans for this new year, and then bait finds us. Okay, so let's talk about bait a little bit. Why does it work? Okay, first of all, bait works because it appeals to what we want. Okay, why does a fish bite a worm that's hanging off a hook? Because the fish loves to eat worms. So just like us, when we hop on Facebook, just to check in for a little bit, and you see the ad that says, get more customers, because you're a business owner, you go, oh, I wonder what that is. So you click the dang thing, because you have a goal of growing your business, and you go, ah, what's the harm? You click, and then a video starts, and then you watch, and you bite, and you sign up for an email list, and then the next thing you know, you get a bunch of emails over the next few days that steal more of your time, and at some point, they ask you to spend some money, and even if you don't, you've spent some valuable time chasing the bait. All right, maybe you set a goal to spend more time with your kids this year. Things are going good. You're playing some board games. You got them off their screens for a few minutes. You know, you go out, you play some tennis, you have a movie night, you're reading. Then your phone buzzes and it's a client who needs help with something. And you think, oh, what's the harm? You know, because you're the type of person who just believes in giving amazing service for your clients and you got bills to pay, you bite. And then an hour later, you're coming back to your kids trying to recapture the momentum that you had before you took that phone call or answered that text. See, bait works because it promises us something we desire, but rarely fulfills that promise and leaves us disappointed. All right, you know, taking the bait always begins with good intentions. You know, years ago, I've shared here before, I owned, I owned a painting company outside of Chicago, and there were times when the leads were few and the money was tight. Okay, I had a big payroll, overhead to meet, and those stresses often guided my use of time. I would go out of my way to squeeze out an estimate in at times that were inconvenient for my family. I would step away just for a minute, quote unquote, to take a quick call. My intentions were always good, and I wanted to meet the needs of my family, clients, and my business. Okay, but what I learned is what when I take the bait, something else is going to suffer. So I want to encourage you guys today to make sure that you are well aware of the good and bad consequences when you take the bait and you don't take the bait. Okay, so let's talk about how to not become prey. All right, we all have good intentions. You and I both want to accomplish our goals because we believe in that doing so, it'll make us better people, make our industries better, whatever it is. And in reaching our goals, we're going to have a stronger life, a stronger business, and that's good. That's why you're listening to the Strongpreneur Nation podcast. Unfortunately, you're going to have a lot of opportunities to take the bait, so here's a few ways to not fall prey. First is define what's most important to you. List everything you need to do, and then prioritize those things. Okay, what are your non-negotiables? Because if everything is important, then nothing's important. All right, number two, put it on the calendar and honor that appointment with yourself. Okay, our calendar and our checkbook are the greatest indicators of what's most important to us. So make sure that the things that are most important to you are getting your time and your money, at least the majority of it. Number three, say no to everything. Try this for a while. Hey, can you meet for coffee tomorrow at 7? You say, I'm sorry, I don't think so. Can I let you know a couple other times it could work? Okay, do the best that you can. Take control of your time instead of just trying to fit everything into the schedule. And especially say no to everything if you haven't done those things that you put on your calendar that are the most important things that you need to do. Join a mastermind group like the Strongpreneur Nation Mastermind Group on Facebook. It's free. Find a group of people who will kick the crap out of you, okay? That's what we need. We need people that are going to go toe-to-toe with us and not play games, not pussyfoot around and worry about hurting our feelings when we're jacking ourselves up, okay? Avoid the feel-good groups. There's enough of the feel-good groups. We don't need those. Okay, find people who won't let you off the hook. Surround yourself with those people who will not allow you to take the bait. All right? And then finally here today, give yourself deadlines. I've had things on my to-do list for months because I gave no deadlines and I didn't put any pressure on myself. Read Tim Ferriss's The 4-Hour Workweek, and he talks about things like that. Okay, but you know, when you have no deadlines, you begin working on things willy-nilly, and then you get distracted by other things, the other bait, and the next thing you know, you're not getting crap done, all right? So don't be afraid to put some pressure on yourself. Get creative. You know, maybe establish a reward penalty system for not hitting your deadline or whatever it is. Have somebody punch you in the face or whatever you need to do. A tool that I personally like that works for me and I use for a lot of my coaching clients is Basecamp. I know Basecamp's been around a long time. I'm late to the party with this one. But what I love about it is I can put stuff on there and every time I check something off that I'm accountable to somebody else for, their phone goes, ding, Tom just finished this thing. And when my clients check something off and they push that button, my phone goes, ding, you know, Jason just finished something. And it keeps me in the loop of what's going on with them. And it also helps me to be accountable to the things that I need to do. And then there's a little feature on there, I'm sure some of you know, that, you know, I could pull it up and I go, okay, what's on my plate this week? What's coming up due? What's overdue? All right, so don't let yourself off the hook. Give yourself deadlines and get some stuff done. So listen, what you achieve this year depends on how focused you are on the right stuff. Do not buy into the lies of the bait, okay? And I promise that you're more likely to win in 2016. I appreciate you hanging with me today. Don't forget, jump into the Strongpreneur Nation Facebook group, all right? And find that group of people that are not going to let you off the hook, and they're going to make you better personally and professionally. And damn it, Travis, bring in the frickin' guitars right now. Let's do this.